With KZU News, I'm Dylan Music. The city of Monterey was once the bustling capital of Upper California from the late 1700s to the mid-1800s. The city's long history also includes some unfortunate events that still spook residents and visitors today. I learned more about this dark past during a trolley tour. It's an October night with a nearly full moon, and the ghost tour of Old Monterey is fully booked. About 50 people meet up in front of the new Dust Bowl Brewery in downtown Monterey to board two trolleys.
We've been doing the tour since 2002. Quite a time, I guess, huh?
Gary Munsinger is the owner and operator of the Ghost Tour of Old Monterey. And every year around this time, for nearly 20 years, Munsinger's been running trolley tours that explore the haunted places of Monterey.
It's actually a historic paranormal tour. So what I did was take the old legends of the different adobes and try to find out who these people are that are still haunting. So I do research going back with old newspaper articles, things of that nature, to see if anything, you know, possibly may have happened in some of these buildings. And actually, the stories are epic.
The trolley has pirate and zombie masks on the walls and a winged skeleton surrounded by flowers hanging above the driver's seat. Munsinger is driving the trolley I'm on, which is great because he pretty much is the show.
Off we go. Into the evening.
As we ride through the streets of Monterey, Munsinger offers up bits of narration about haunted landmarks in the area. At the infamously haunted Stokes Adobe, Munsinger talks about its murderous past.
1833, knock at the front door. 27-year-old Englishman stood right where I'm standing, extended his hand, and introduced himself as Dr. James Stokes. In his possession, two huge steamer trunks full of medicine, which he knew nothing about.
Stokes began living in the adobe, pretending to be a doctor, but was believed to be murdering his patients. The then governor of Upper California, Jose Figueroa, fell ill and was under Stokes' care in the adobe when he died under questionable circumstances.
An official saw the good doctor embalming the governor with pure arsenic, trying to find the vein and then finally filling them up with the most acidic poison you could find. By the time they got the governor down to Santa Barbara to bury him, he was V8. Well, it didn't look so good, but he tasted great.
The tour is full of these horrific tales with a comedic twist. Back on the trolley, Munsinger plays spooky rock music on a CD player inside to set the mood. The tour takes a dark turn as we arrive somewhere that I wasn't expecting.
We're going through the Monterey graveyard right now.
With only a few flashlights and cell phones to light our way through the graveyard, Munsinger tells us the history behind some of the gravestones.
You can see that the Williamson grave says murdered in Monterey, November 9th.
After nearly 2 hours and plenty of frights and fun, the tour ends.
We want to thank everybody for coming out tonight. We really do hope you enjoyed the tour. Oh my goodness. Thank you, everybody. I hope you have a good Halloween.
For KZU News, I'm Dylan Music.